Pretending to be asleep, I see. I know you're faking. I can hear your heart. Hear it racing. I can hear the thunder of your blood as it rushes in your veins. I can smell your fear. I know you're awake. Open your eyes. Open those pretty eyes for me. Hello. Oh. I didn't mean to scare you. That might be a lie. But I don't want you to be afraid. You have no reason to be afraid. I will never hurt you. I could never hurt you. I've never been this close before. I've watched you from afar, but this... The full effect of you. Oh, darling, you are quite something. What just happened? Your eyes, they've become so large, your heart is beating. Ah, my thanks. I can't help it, darling, it's what you do to me. Oh, I won't hurt you. Don't you believe me? Don't you believe me when I say that I won't hurt you? Darling. I think we need a rule. And the rule is, don't lie to me. I know when you're lying. Lying is impolite. It's rude. It's insulting. I don't like being insulted. So don't lie. Just always tell me the truth and you'll be fine. Oh, the rule doesn't apply to me. I can lie. But I only lie to protect you. Because I don't want to hurt you. I want so many things. But to hurt you, no, not that. But if you want, I'll tell you the truth. I won't lie. Because to be honest, to be truthful, darling, I'll do anything for you. But not let you go. You are so funny. Even if you don't mean to be. So tell me, darling. Do you want sugar-coated lies? Or the cold, hard truth. Oh. You surprise me. But then, that's one of the things that I like about you. You know, you were just meant to be a snack. I caught a whiff, something delicious, something. Oh, something that teased my appetite. I focused my senses. I followed your heartbeat, and there you were. And I was speechless. You are gorgeous. Vampires don't normally find mortal. Vampire. Darling, I'm a vampire. But you knew that, didn't you? But hearing it said aloud, it makes it hard to wrap yourself in denial. I am a vampire and you are my captive. For now. We'll talk about letting you go later, shall we? I was in the middle of a story. Vampires don't normally find mortals gorgeous. There are normally other appetites at play. But you are sublime. You smell. You smell so very good. You walk with tension, like a hunter. For a moment, I thought I was mistaken. I thought you were a vampire. But no, just a mortal. And then, there she was. I was going to kill her right there and then. But you smiled at her. And your smile was blinding. So I decided to watch. To learn. To find out more about you. To find out who that bitch was and why she thought she could touch you. Why she thought she could kiss you. Why she thought she could call you darling. Oh. But don't worry, she won't be calling you darling ever again. She won't be... the truth. She won't be calling you darling because I ripped out her throat. Oh no, I didn't feed on her. Some things are too low, even for that. Even if you're starving, there are some lines you don't cross. Trash does not deserve being fed upon. She bled to death in the alley behind your apartment. I wasn't going to hide the body, but you came looking for her. You're so thoughtful, so concerned. Don't worry. It won't last. Being brought across will erase that mortal feature. Brought across the threshold of death. Darling, I'm not... Well, technically I am going to kill you. But only to turn you into a vampire. It's your destiny. Can't you see that? You are a hunter, a predator. You are of the night. I can see it in you. Makes you attractive. She saw it. Who knew trash could be so sensitive? She wanted you. She wanted you because you are everything that she was not. You are superior. You are refined. You are perfect. So many girls see it. So many girls approach you. Like swatting. And by swatting flies, I mean I killed them all. Every single one that made a move towards you. Oh, they denied it. They said, no, no, no. Did you like that? That was my best mortal begging for mercy impression. They all denied that they wanted you. But I could smell it. I could sense it. I knew. I saw the way they look at you. I'm the only one that can look at you like that. I'm the only one who can touch you. I'm the only one who gets to taste you. I began to think about it. I began to think about all the other girls. All the other girls who had touched you, kissed you, felt you say their name. So I killed them all too. Every single one. In the olden days, it would have been far more difficult. The internet makes everything so much easier. Some say it's cheating. I say it's efficient. Vampires can be terribly old-fashioned. But not me. I embrace technology. Hence the locks and the security. I have no doubt that I can keep you here, but it doesn't hurt to keep all the others out. Because they all want you. Of course they do. You're special. But they're all dead. And I didn't feed on any of them because they were all trash. All low. It would have been an insult. It would have been like poison. And I did it all for you. I killed every single one of them. For you. You had no idea. Of course you didn't. I mean, for all your potential. You're still human. But don't worry. We'll be solving that problem momentarily. Oh, darling, I love you. I've watched you for weeks. I felt close to you. I've laid in your bed. Smelt your scent on your pillows. I have been everywhere. I've always been watching. Always been there in the shadows. Getting to know the one I love. Falling deeper in love. And oh, what a novel experience that is. Love for a vampire is different to that of a mortal. We don't feel the same way. Our blood runs cold and we're crueler. We obsess. We crave and hunger. Blood is everything. But you, I want you more than blood. My hunger for you is overwhelming. I need you to be with me. I need you to walk the night. I need to embrace you. Bring you a clock. There are lots of words for it. Vampires are wordy. Basically, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to drain you of all of your blood. And at the very moment where you're about to die, I'm going to feed you my blood. And that blood, oh, it will make a connection. A connection that you will not be able to resist. And with your dying breath, you'll crawl to me. Kneel before me and embrace me. And then you'll sleep. You'll sleep. The sleep of the dead. And then you will rise and you will be like me. And all this will make sense. All of this will be logical. And then we will hunt, we will fuck, and oh, it will be true love. Oh, I can smell your fear. Darling, you wanted the truth. You wanted this. You wanted me. We will embrace, we will hunt, and you will kill. And it will be marvelous. I want to do it now. I want to feed. I want to taste you. And I will. I don't have to bring you across tonight or tomorrow. I can enjoy your mortality, the taste of your blood, the edge of your fear, the beat of your heart. I can enjoy you. Stay. Don't move. Just let me. Darling, your blood. Oh, your blood is. What it would be. Your scent promised so much, but I have been disappointed before, but this. I need more. It's like heroin. I've never felt a rush like this. Oh, indeed, I think that I'll let you be human for a little while longer. I need to feel this. Oh, you are mine. And I'm going to enjoy you, darling. Lie down. Lie down on the bed. Resistance. But the blood loss makes you weak. So all it takes is a little push. Lie down on the bed. Good. Sleep. Go to sleep. Just slumber. Good. Oh, your blood. Yes. I think you will be human for some time yet. Mine. Oh, my.